Dr. Fred Bell, Bella, and our guest tonight is going to be Peter Kulish, and we've had a nice long week fighting with Verizon, the monopoly, who can't get anything right. First they give you a discount because we don't have a phone here for a month, and then they take the discount away and say, well, we'll give you $25 after I've been on hold probably for 40 or 50 hours over the last 3 months trying to get this system working properly. So that's Verizon, folks. A bunch of goofballs. That's all I can say. A bunch of goofballs. And there's out here in Temecula, there's no other competition, so they don't really care. The people that come out here are really nice, but the people in management, well, there's words, there's four-letter words would be
long week fighting with Verizon, the monopoly.
So anyway, we'll have
hold on there.
Because we don't have a
I got a little feedback. No, that's not me.
There we go. You know, it's okay.
Okay, so anyway, Peter Kulish has done it before. He's got the most magnetic personality because he actually eats magnets for breakfast, and he's been doing it for a long time. I don't recommend that you eat magnets unless you really know what you're doing.
Yeah,
Peter,
how's it going, man? Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, I've got a really strong chop.
Do you?
Hey, it's going well, Fred. And how you doing, especially with that move?
Oh, it's a nightmare, you know. Yeah, it says I guess I'm not broadcasting, so I will stop and start this thing and keep it going while I talk to you. We're on the air though, don't worry. We're just out there and not doing a video. I'll just reset everything.
Sure.
So what have you been doing all week anyway?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had we did a little bit of public relations. I ran a public relations story on we brought out 7 new therapy kits.
Wow.
I mean, you know, we've had these therapies in our wellness kit.
Right.
But we decided to bring them out because, you know, there's a lot of people who may have a knee problem or a shoulder problem or something like that, and they don't necessarily need the entire wellness kit, although I will recommend the wellness kit because, gee whiz, you know, you get a bug bite or a burn or... you know, your uncle breaks his leg or something like that, and you go right to town. But for most people, you know, they've got carpal tunnel, so they can come to the biomagscience.net site and get the carpal tunnel kit and not have to buy, you know, everything else that goes with it.
Yeah, we've been selling a lot of your stuff. I noticed that. People sold some stuff last week. That people seem to get starting to understand the magnets. We sell a lot of your books. Considering you wrote it, that's a pretty good book, right?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, we sell a lot of books.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, hey.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a good thing. I mean, what I tried to do in that book, I think, you know, let's face it, it's what should I say, Biomagnets 101. I mean, you know, there's a number of places you can go in the book. You can see how the actual meridians are on the body.
Yeah.
You know, most people don't know that. You know, I can't tell you how often I've heard this for so many years. You know, we are oftentimes the place of last resort. People have, you know, they've gone through so many practitioners and caretakers and either do not want to do the surgery on their back or maybe, you know, they've done the surgery or they've done all the protocols, and nothing happens, and then they get wind of us somehow through, who knows how, but they come to us, and what we do is we teach them the various energy points in the body. I mean, they're just very basic issues, but they're important issues. And using those energy points, we do what we've created, what we call circuit therapy. And, you know what this is, Fred, but for everybody out there, what we do is using the specific energy flows of the body, and, literally just following the way the nerves run and the way the energy runs through the nerves, we put magnets, let's say if there's a knee condition, we put the knee in the middle of the circuit. In other words, we create a circuit around it, in which case the knee would be the problem area, the weak area. And so what we do is we energize between those two circuits, and what happens is the area regrows itself back to what I call blueprint, just to get the energy to come through. And literally, the energy is, forging to meet itself. And literally, where there is damage, and in cases, I think you're aware of this. We have been regenerating severed nerves and that kind of thing for years.
Oh, yeah, I know. You got, and taking people out of comas. Listening out there, I think I got people picking up the viewers now on the viewer side, so I think we're operating. I have problems with this connection out here in this remote area that we're located in, but I think we got everything going now, just so you know. Yeah, so anyway, I saw that email that you sent me. We posted some stuff. I guess there's been some, you've had some pretty good luck with people with comas and stuff, right?
Well, I'll tell you, it is interesting. I developed what we call the organ group energizing therapy.
Yeah.
The situation was a friend of mine, his dad, 91 years old, on dialysis for, I think over a decade or so. Finally, his kidneys started failing so much he couldn't do the dialysis anymore. And he went into what would be a very normal thing to do is to go into a septic shock coma.
Wow.
And then, there's only one way that you go from that point. You terminate. I mean, that's it. And this is just a given in that kind of medical situation.
Yeah.
And so he asked me if there's something I could do. And I told him I had to think about it a little bit, I woke up with the idea that, what we need to do is take his main organ groups and energize them and energize the brain, which is the computer that runs them and operates them.
Right.
And so that's what I did. I created the organ energizing therapy, and literally energizing the pancreas, spleen, the liver, and both kidneys, and then the lower CVS, which is really the brain stem, which, of course, when you energize there, you're energizing the brain. And I got to tell you, he woke up 3 days later.
That's pretty good.
Well, that's real good. Let me tell you, there were some real happy people around.
Yeah.
And we've done this before. Of course, it depends upon what it is, but I will say that is, for people that are really ill, the determination that was made here was that we had to, you can energize an organ, and you bring that up and you can energize another one. And when I say energize, I mean what we do is drive the negative energy into it to increase its negative zeta potential in the cells, literally to raise the voltage of the cells. What's occurring when they're operating at such low metabolic energy levels is the metabolism is so low that they're essentially failing. They're not doing their job.
Yeah. I think with our platinum receptors, now that platinum is so low, it's $800 an ounce down from 2,300. The platinum receptors are starting to go out the door now because normally we sell them for like $30,000, and now we're selling them, in the $10,000 to $12,000 range, which is ridiculous for platinum receptors. And That plus the magnets to me is a 1-2-3 punch. You know what I mean?
Oh, I tell you what.
You've been wearing a receptor for a while, haven't you?
I've been wearing a receptor since the mid-90s.
Yeah, how do you like it?
Well, you know, the issue is that, you know, there's a very subtle difference. Of course, you know, I use the magnet and the receptor.
Yeah.
And to me, there's a subtle difference when I take it off. Now, when I first got it, I experimented with it because, you know, I've been using these magnets for years.
Right, I know. It's a brand new thing for you.
Well, you know, we chart the energy in the cells, you know, to see if, you know, what the picofarads are, you know, the billionths of the volts are. And, a healthy person is up around 900.
Right.
And so what I did is I stopped wearing the magnets.
Okay.
And just for a couple weeks, and of course my vitality wasn't going to go down that much. But after two weeks, I just tried to get to some kind of normal baseline, if you will. And I put the receptor on, and I've got to tell you that the energy value, the vitality, the increased energy that I had,
right,
was actually more. It's actually more than the. And then when I added the magnets to it, couldn't tell the difference. And then I took the receptor off, and there was a very subtle difference.
Yeah, it's subtle, you know, but it's a continuous thing, restructuring the DNA. And I think with your magnets, you know, go ahead and describe the difference. I mean, I got some big magnets and some little bitty magnets, and these things, you stick them together, they don't come apart too easy. I had to use a truck the other day to pull them apart, you know.
Well, you know, get stuck.
So they actually work. I mean, that's a tremendous force on the body, especially looking at it from classic physics, you know. When you have the basic force, the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, the gravity and the magnetism. It's like electricity and magnetism. That's one of the basic forces in the body. People don't really realize how powerful a magnet can be over a period of time. Now, I know we were talking the other day because I've been moving, and I was one of those kind of people that was born with a slight tendency to develop a hernia. So on the right side of my groin, I have a small tear, which heals up. But then, once I started moving, it got worse. It opened up again. Now I've got to lay low for a month till it heals up. And you were telling me about using magnets on there, and I know there's a lot of guys out there, more guys than girls, that have hernias when they get past 60. You know, not big, horrible things, but, you know, it's there, and they're aware of it because they can feel that pulling on it and that pinching of the intestine sometimes. What was that therapy that you were recommending? And I know you were sending me out the magnets. Could you go into that a little bit?
That should have arrived today or tomorrow. I'm surprised you didn't get it today.
Did you UPS it or what?
Second day, so...
In my box. We got a mail service out here in Temecula. You can send something to Laguna one day, and it gets there the next, and you can send something to Laguna another day, and it gets there 2 weeks later, and doesn't have enough postage on it, even though you put extra. So you never know out here what goes on with the postage, you know?
Yeah, no. That went UPS, but the thing is that we want to get that on there right away. I mean, the whole issue is it's pretty simple, and for those
explain that to the audience out there, because I know there's people out there that have the problems that Dr. Fred has.
Well, you know, the whole issue is that whenever you hurt yourself, that site will send a signal to the brain. The site actually goes into a positive state.
Yeah.
The cells get they get pushed around. You know, they get what should I say? Inflamed. Everything that happens to it, you know, whether it's edema or whatever the case may be, at the point that it's been moved out of its healthy state, it sends a signal to the brain to send negative energy down to the area.
Yeah.
And that negative energy, that cools the inflammation. And as you know in physics, negative is downspin. And what that means is pulling together. And it pulls by the virtue of the physics, the mechanism, the natural health energy mechanism, it pulls everything back into place, and that's how healing occurs.
Yeah, it's tremendous pressure on the cell walls, right?
Well, I'm sorry, say that again.
It's a tremendous pressure from magnetism on the walls of the cells to rejuvenate from the internal different parts of the, like the mitochondria and all the different parts of the cell. It enhances the whole cell structure operation, is the best way to describe it, right?
Well, absolutely, because what occurs is that it goes into a positive state, and you know, of course, the cytoplasm in a healthy state is negative, and the parallel capacitance, which, you know, gets everything in and out of the cell, you know, has a certain voltage aspect, and it has a certain relationship with all the connective issues of all the cells making up the soft tissue, if you will, even the hard tissue, but...
In a hernia now, do you use like a north pole or the south pole? Which
absolutely,
pole do you use?
Absolutely,
are you both?
Absolutely.
North on one end of the tear and south on the other? How do you do that?
Well, you know, now, you see, since that is on the trunk of the body, there are positive aspects on the trunk of the body, but...
Okay, so now we're looking at the polarity of the body. We're looking at the trunk, which would be the area above the legs and below the head. That being the trunk part of the body, now in the right side. So we're considering a polarity between the top part of the trunk and the bottom part of the trunk as a field of treatment. Is that correct?
Well, on the trunk, there has never been any contraindication of the use of a strong negative field. And that's what
polarity of a negative field. That'd be a north pole or a south pole.
That's yeah. The negative field is geological north.
Oh, okay, I got it. All right.
And of course, you know, we get people asking us because you know, a long time ago, they used the compass, and they said that the pointer on the compass that pointed to the north pole was the north side of the compass, but when in fact that's the north seeking.
Which would be the south pole energy then.
Well, you know, the thing is that what you've got is you've got the north pole of the Earth being the same thing as the that will put out negative energy as opposed to the other side. So if the compass points to the north pole of the Earth, it points to the negative geological north pole of the Earth. So that's the key right there.
Okay.
You know, forget the pointer except for the use of what it's pointing at.
All right.
And yeah, so
that's something I've never really understood. It's the mysteries of the magnet. It's magnet mysteries.
That's pretty hard to believe, FW.
Yeah, well, you know,
I mean, with all your, you know, with everybody in the world using your magnetic electric measuring devices.
Yeah.
Well, it's Master, it's very good to hear you say that once in a while.
Yeah, I always call you Mr. Magnet. You stick to the refrigerators really well, you know?
But anyway, in this case, you want to get as much negative field as you can on that thing.
Okay, so that's the north pole of the magnet now?
Yes, absolutely. Now, in this case, now you see where we do circuit therapy is, you know, in shoulders, in broken arms, in joints. We have a whiplash kit that has four separate circuits on the back of the neck, which, you know, it's quite remarkable. I never knew that.
We've been stocking a whiplash kit. Now, in California, everybody's always rear-ending everybody. We need a lot of those.
I got to tell you something. I've had people that, and you know, one of our, under our research on our site, biomedscience.net, we've got the before and after blood work.
Yeah.
And the cellular values of someone. Now, they had whiplash. They'd had it for apparently for some time, if I remember correctly, over 6 months. During that period of time, they couldn't lie down. They couldn't stand up.
Well, I know. I've had neck injuries from motorcycle wrecks. Yeah, your head weighs like, well, my head weighs about 200 pounds, but because it's full of lead. But most people are like 50 pounds a head, right? A heavy head.
Well,
I'll
tell you, this fellow, he was hurting. I mean, this guy.
No, I mean, you got a neck injury. You don't sleep too good. Believe me, I've had them. Yeah.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that it occurs in. I mean, the symptoms occur in different manners. you know, because you've got inflammation of the brainstem, and you don't know what's happening. I mean, I've seen feedback creating iritis, which is, you know, once in a while blindness. You know, there's a tremendous nausea, tremendous pain, people not being able to take a full breath, not being able to eat a full meal. I mean, I knew one case that a woman couldn't do that for 10 years.
Wow.
10 years. And within 3 days of wearing this circuit, she took her first full breath and took her first full meal. And I'll tell you, that's kind of like getting your life back, if you'd say, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But what we've done, you know, is we've developed, and as you well know, but we've developed a series of therapies, and they're literally based on the actual voltage points of the body in Reiki or in acupressure, shiatsu, or, you know, any of the energy medicines. They know this stuff. Actually, in standard physiology, they know it. And what we've done is we've created, you know, all these circuit therapies, which, you know, again, and we've talked about this before, but for anyone new on the line listening, you know, we had that one fellow that, gee whiz, he had a bad accident, and during the surgery on his knee, they severed the nerves in his knee.
Wow.
Well, you know, he would laugh, you know. He said, you know, I could take a hammer. I can hammer my foot. I'd never feel it.
Wow.
And you know, he walked with, he had really no flexibility in the knee whatsoever.
Wow. I remember before I met you years ago, God bless him and rest in peace, he's not here now, but Dr. Ralph Sierra down in Puerto Rico.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he would take NFL football players, NBA basketball players that had knee injuries and groins and things. He would magnetize the heck out of them, and he'd have them back in 6 to 8 weeks when normally they'd be out for 6 months. And the guy made a fortune. The guy made so much money doing this, and he used the pyramids with it, that he used to send me $2,000 or $3,000 cash in an envelope, not even disguised, from Puerto Rico, and I got the money every time for my products. The guy had such good karma. But he was the one that really got me into magnets. I've never seen a guy so successful as Ralph Sierra.
Well, you know, he worked with Roy Davis a lot.
Yeah. Explain about Roy Davis and his partner in that book that they wrote. That was a fabulous book, along with yours.
Oh, I got to tell you something. You know, I mean, he really did create a lot of the standard scientific precepts. He founded them and, investigated and put them in the public domain. You know, fortunately, I was able to know him for about 3 or 4 years before he passed.
Right.
And he was fun. I mean, this guy was—he was just wonderful to talk to. Actually, in fact, he had lost his wife.
Yeah.
He just—he started drinking about early in the morning, and it's just joyous. He would teach so much, past 11 o'clock, all he wanted to do was laugh.
Yeah, and we got a caller there coming in, I think.
Oh yeah,
is there a caller there?
Hello, Fred and Peter. How are you?
Good.
It's Jeff in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. I had a question for both of you that maybe you can help me out with.
Okay.
I've been studying the Rays book, and a few years ago I went to some remote viewing training out in Nevada, and one of the sessions I did was on a zero-point energy device, and what came up, I didn't realize what it was until today when I was considering the magnetic technology, so I guess the question will be for both of you. The device I saw had something that looked like a ring magnet that might have been a toroidal coil or a rodent coil, and it seemed to have quartz crystal in the center. And my question is can you take a ring magnet and perhaps wind a coil around it and use it over the chakra openings to actually increase or better focus the energy?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, I will say that, gee whiz, depending upon, you know, how the ring is, I mean, which side you're using, most ring magnets are magnetized through the thickness, so one side you'll get a negative toroid, and the other side you'll get a positive. Now, I've got to tell you that we've done Carleon photography, which has indicated all the chakras, and I have seen an immediate, I mean, within 20 minutes or so, we've seen an immediate increase in the overall coloring and a large increase in the specific chakras, which, of course, is indicative of the body systemically moving toward more energy.
Was there a particular size or shape that you used for the test?
Actually, in fact, I've got to tell you, they were. I still make these things, although I prefer to use the super magnets or the middle-sized magnets, the regular ones, over the heart, because that's the main energizing point on the body. I have played with the solar plexus a little bit, but that's a positive chakra. I don't, you know, unless it's a specific circuit that requires both the positive and negative, whenever we use those positive and negative circuit therapies, we also make sure that there's a minimum, at least on the back of the neck and preferably over the sternum, of negative energy going in, because we don't want to overwhelm the body with any negative energy. Positive energy is like what free radicals are, what inflammation is, and it should only be used in circuit therapy to literally amplify the circuit so that the breach, the broken, the torn, whatever the problem is in the middle of the circuit repairs itself. There's a definite, I will say this right now, worked with it with some radionics experts, and we've done Carleon photography here and then overseas, and there's a definite increase.
All right, I appreciate it. It sounds like this will work. Any preference over rare earth or perhaps neodymium?
Yeah, well, you know, neodymium rare earth magnets are, I think, are the best way to go on health, because you are able to get 10, 12, maybe up to 20 times the amount of power in a much smaller size. And, of course, that's, it used
but
to be.
But you use, right? Did you, I mean, your magnets are powerful.
Oh, yeah, we use neodymium. I mean, that one-inch diameter, three-quarters of an inch thick super biomag. You know, Fred, I don't know if you've ever tried it, but...
next to the refrigerator, I have to pull it off with a crane.
I tell you something, boy, I've seen those things in 6 inches and 1 inch thick, and literally it was attached to a refrigerator, and I couldn't get it off.
Yeah, I believe it. What's that big thing you do, wine, you know, that wine treatment magnet, that big red thing that I use to treat wine? Ages,
oh, yeah,
ages,
well, I'm
going to
be doing
that
a new thing
got
with
some
that.
Serious gauss.
Oh, that's great, but the thing is that, I would recommend neodymium because it's so powerful. Our super biomagnet, which is only an inch and by three-quarters of an inch thick, you can put that on the right side of your body and deflect a compass on the left side.
And, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know. But the thing is that it's important when you're doing deep tissue penetration. And I will say this right now, that, of course, I've got a very strong heart, and anyone that's got any heart problems, I would be reticent about immediately using on the heart, although... we've had a number of people throughout the world start on the back of the neck and start raising the vitality and the electromotive energy in the body, and then once they have had it on for about a month or so, move it over to their heart, and they've gotten results of their heart healing itself very well. I know if perhaps, now I don't catch colds very easily. My immune system is up all the time.
Yeah, but you wear a receptor. That really, really pumps it up, you know.
Well, that's right. I wear the magnets and the receptor, so I've got, I've got the dual hit here, you know.
Yeah.
I know if I'm out and it gets crazy cold and I don't bother to put a coat on or something like that, I just keep working away, invulnerably, vulnerable. I will take the super. If I catch a quick cold, I'll take the super. I'll put it over my sternum. And, boy, I got to tell you, that really massively puts the energy in. And I'll take a bunch of vitamin C, you know, probably 10 grams several times a day, and it'll all be gone in one day.
That's amazing, yeah.
Sure. Well, I don't know. Are you still there, Jeff, or is he still on? No, okay.
Yeah, Jeff probably hung up. A lot of people do that. There's another guy that might call in. He was hurt in a construction. I'm just now, you know, you got to understand using this, and I apologize to you guys out there on Ustream, because we have a new audience coming in because of my repeated recordings that are over on Ustream and on YouTube now, that we have a new audience outside BBS that's coming into this, and they send me these chats. And I'm just now learning how to respond, because I have to apologize. Being a rocket scientist probably causes me to be slightly retarded when it comes to using a modern computer, because in the days that we did it, we had a thing called COBOL and Fortran, where we used punch cards and tape machines to program a computer. When it requires thinking and observation and some form of communication, connection between the observation and the thinking, I sort of fall out. I don't do too well. Maybe I need a magnet for my brain. What do you think, Peter?
Yeah, I got to tell you something. You know, Fred, the Indians have a wonderful way of saying your mind is busy. You know,
you get a busy tone. But the problem is, when I tune into it, I get a busy signal on my own mind.
Well, we've known that for years, my friend.
That's true. That's true. I made some stupid decisions over the years, you know. But,
well,
it works out. But I put the numbers up for this person to call. And so I was going to ask you, with the hernia, how do I hook the magnets onto it? Duct tape works well, or how do you hook them up to your tape them on, or what?
Well, you know, the whole thing is you can use medical tape in this case.
Okay.
Two of the regulars are just a little less.
Okay, so I'm going to put the green side down towards the skin, right? The red side up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't use the red side. I mean,
and I've never felt. You know, the other day, last night, it was healing up. Last night I went down to, I was feeling pretty good. I have a tendency to forget that I have this problem, because it heals up most of the way.
Uh-huh.
Then, and then pretty soon I'm out running, and it's like I forget about it. Last night I lifted up, went down to, I don't know, one of these places, you know, where you buy computer supplies, and I bought a little printer, because we needed a printer out here. And I was... It got stuck in the cart when we were loading it in the truck. And I'd been feeling good for the last 3 days because it was healing up, and I got in the wrong position, forgot that I had the damn hernia thing going on, and I pulled it again, and I could feel it. I was so damn mad, you know. So I really want to magnetize myself this time good. How long do I need to wear those things?
I would just wear it until it goes away.
About 6-8 weeks.
You know what? I mean, seriously, if you've had this condition, the other hernias that we've helped guide the therapy on, about a month.
Okay.
You know, but the whole thing is that
it can go away for years. You know,
I've had it off and on
probably for the last 10 years, but it heals itself up pretty much. And then
heavy lifting
is moving. I mean, heavy lifting hundreds of pounds, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that'll do it.
That muscle tissue is weak. That muscle tissue, I was doing some research on it, and I find that people like me, it's actually a birth defect. You know, besides my brain, it's the hernia. And with that kind of a birth defect, age, yeah. So will it ever heal up totally or not? You know, do you think it'll always have to be, I mean, they want to operate on me. I have a friend of mine is a doctor that does those things. He'll do it for next to nothing just because he's my friend. But, you know, when in doubt, cut it out. I really don't want an operation because I'm going to be really sore after a bunch of stitches. You know, I remember it's right there by my appendix scar, you know. I really don't want to go through the recovery time of a surgical procedure, you know.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that, look, you know, take two regulars. Two regulars together are about the same as one super.
Yeah.
You know, and then that way you can take a little bit of medical tape, put it right over the site.
Yeah, I got to know where the site is. It's about 2 inches long.
Leave it there. Just leave it there. Now, you know, it's interesting. You know, we just, part of the story we just put out was a fellow that he was in a front end car accident, head on, and he took off. His seat broke its bolts and took off, and he crushed both knees and splintered both legs down to his ankles.
Wow.
Oh, man, I tell you, and that was the end of October. Now, ordinarily, you know, they do reconstructive surgery. They put the pins and the screws in place, and then he's got, or most people, they heal for 10 months, then they start physiotherapy. Well, in this case, now, see, he was an old magnetizer, but, you know, I mean, he's been working with me for years, so he knew exactly where to put the magnets. Literally, it's on the front of the left leg and on the back of the right leg. That's the way the energy patterns flow.
Right.
And you know what? He was walking normally by the end of January. I mean, normally. I mean, he was up and around, and that's it. He didn't have to wait any 10 months before he could start physiotherapy to learn how to walk again because his muscles would have been so atrophied. No, he had the operation, let me see, October 25th. I remember because I just looked it up again. October 25th, he had the accident. He had the operation within about 4 days of that and was walking normally by the end of January. So it sounds amazing, but frankly, when you amplify the natural healing energy of the body, I mean, you really amplify it.
Wow.
It will make, you know, it wants the genetics will force everything to reconstruct back to blueprint. It's just because, you know, it's the way it is. I remember years ago reading about how they took, the Russians did this. They took a brain of a dog that's still alive and took some of his brain cells out and they mixed them up.
Wow.
You know, but and they put them back in. You know what? Those brain cells, they move back in position.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how good the dog was afterwards, but the thing is one of the things that they observed was that the cells went back in position. Well, this is what we find when we apply the energy correctly. And I say correctly, I mean, if he had used the common style multipolar magnets or even the unipolar magnets such as ours, but had just placed them on his leg without putting in the correct placement, well, you know, it may have stopped the pain, you know, but he wouldn't have gotten the kind of healing. But correct placement, and whoa, boy, I'll tell you. So that's the reason I say that put the regulars on the hernia.
Yeah,
and,
well, I got this guy. He's trying to get through. I guess you guys at BBS, I put the 888 number up. I've got a guy that wants to call in. I'm not familiar with these numbers that well because normally people go to the website at bbsradio.com, and I guess the folks over at Ustream don't see that website, but it's bbsradio.com, bbsradio.com, and then the phone numbers are up on the front, so I'm typing. There's a whole list of numbers to call in, so I've put out the latest number, which is 888-888-228-4494. I think that one will work, hopefully. I'm not the best with numbers. So anyway, what are you going to be doing? What's now switching? What's happening with the gas mileage thing you're doing? The other magnet thing you're doing with the cars and getting rid of?
No, I tell you what, I'm I've been working running some work with a physicist over in Arizona.
Yeah,
and we're playing with some jet engines and trying to.
I love jet engines.
Well, what we're trying to do is marry an audio standing wave with an electromotive standing wave.
Right.
And I think we're looking at probably about a 50% savings.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I've got to tell you, they are parking airplanes right now. They're literally parking them. I mean,
in the airlines or what?
You know, they're parking planes. I mean, they're parking really good planes.
I mean, is that is that the airlines or private jets, or what are you talking about?
Well, I'm just talking about the airlines right now. A lot of them are parking their planes. They're ordering up new engines that are saving about 18%.
Yeah, Honda's making those. You know, Honda. They have a new swirl design on the impellers and the compressors on jets now. I've seen the design. GE, I think, came up with it.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that. Being an old NASA guy, play with jet engine. I have a jet engine in my garage, a little tiny one for a airplane or whatever I'm going to use with, made by WRE and Wren Corporation that we put together here. It's a little tiny one. Puts out 20 pounds of thrust. It's really cute.
Well, hey, great.
Going to put it in a car and take it out to Bonneville Salt Flats and go for a land speed record in a model radio-controlled car. Yeah, that was a project. It's still out there, but, you know, with all the other, I got to get this book done, you know. It's finally getting close. We'll be doing the Art Bell Network, the Premier Radio. We got a show coming up there pretty soon, too. I don't know quite
when,
but probably before Christmas we'll have it. So watch for that show. That'll be a biggie.
Oh, that sounds great. I can't wait to hear it because I like to hear someone interview you.
Yeah, I like George Knapp might be this time, and possibly George Norrie. But George Norrie seems to be going over to Sci-Fi Channel now, it seems.
Hmm.
Yeah, and Ian Punnett is another guy I've worked with over there, and he's really great. They're all great, all three of them. But George, I think, is getting into superstardom radio announcer world. And, you know, I've talked to George Norrie several times, and it's interesting. I guess he started out in St. Louis. And that guy puts in a lot of hours. I mean, more than Howard Stern. I mean, he puts a lot of hours in. He's done it most of his life. You know, I've talked to him. I says, you know, you do 5-6 shows a week, and your shows aren't 1 hour like mine four times a month. Yours are 5-6 nights every month. That's a lot of work and effort in a show, and your shows are 4 hours long.
Yeah, you got a lot of preparation for that.
And it's every night for years. I mean, I really respect George Norrie and all the work that he's done, putting out the effort to keep it together. You know, so anyway, the people over at Coast are great, and we'll be over there again doing some stuff pretty soon, you know.
Oh, fantastic. That's good to hear, Fred. You know, it's we need to know more. You know, I mean, you're writing your book right now, but,
I guarantee you, after this move is over with, or most of it, which is it's getting where I can walk through the house now, not stumble over a box, I'm highly motivated to finish the book.
Well,
yeah,
well, I
might say,
you disappeared. You disappeared for several months. Oh, we have someone on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Florida. I wanted to get a couple opinions on where today's entertainment in the video game industry is heading. Don't know necessarily if that's your cup of tea. And also, I was interested in the magnet talk. I actually joined about a third into it. But I do play a lot of video games, and I've been noticing as the time's been going on, my knuckles have been taking a lot of wear and tear. Now, do you think those magnets may actually help out my hands at all?
Oh, yeah. Tell them about that, Peter.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. I mean,
cartilage damage, cartilage. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I mean, the whole thing is that what you're experiencing is, overactivity, which creates inflammation. And, Paul, I'll tell you, if you go to biomagscience.net and take a look under research, take a look under free radical sites, you'll see actual free radical sites, which, are very normal in the body, this is inflammation. This is what free radical sites are. They're positive, energized areas of the tissue that literally are being inflamed from either external breathing or drinking, eating material, uh-huh. or just the normal metabolic functions of the body. And you will see within 40 minutes of wearing the magnets these things have reversed and cleared up, completely healed. I tell you, it's completely remarkable, and yet it shows the basic function of the proper magnetic field helping the cells get back to normal. And that's what you want to do is normalize all that action. So if you, I tell you what, you could get our pain relief kit. That's the four smaller ones. Unless you've got, unless it's very radical. If it's, you know, if you've got a lot of radical problem with the movement of your hands, your fingers, etc., then I would advise getting the carpal tunnel kit. But otherwise, if it's just, you know, if it's minor, but you know, obviously it's bothering you, then I would get the pain relief kit and you just use the smaller ones. And what you do is it goes on the wrist, and on the right hand it goes on the opposite palm side, and on the left hand it goes on the palm side.
Now, can it cause any like further pain or no?
I'm sorry?
I say, can it cause any further pain, like as opposed to if I get used to using it and then I want to stop doing it, is it going to hurt, I guess you'd say, more progressively as the time goes on while I'm using it?
No, I'll tell you what, you know, I've only been doing this thing for about 29 years, and I think about it, I wonder where all those years went, but through that period of time, we've done it a lot. And,
right.
The pain goes away because it helps, it supports the body's healing. So well, that's what it does, it heals you.
Okay.
I mean, it supports the body's own natural energies, and they move toward healing, and that's what you want, right?
Right, for sure. Okay, well then, thank you for your time. And I just want to say, Fred Bell, I love the hat, man. I love it. Love how you do it. I'm a great watcher. Watch the show all the time. And Clan Kill Stuff owns an Halo 3. Woohoo!
Hey, man, we're party animals. Even Peter and I have partied down. You know, have some good time down there, man. Look forward to meeting you someday.
Hey, we'll be over, man.
Conventions that we do. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, Peter, we got some great. We got a great deal here. You know, this is a growing show. We have a lot of fun. I got Bella the sidekick. You know,
oh,
I have a different
fantastic hat
on because people don't want. You know, I like to wear a lot of hats.
Yeah,
I figured if I could get one hat from everywhere that every wind that I'll be the hat man. You know what I mean? These hats are smart. Yeah, I put them on and I feel like something happens to me. You know, look at that. There's a tassel there. I just learned from hats. And we have so much fun on this show. I mean, we only got a few minutes left. And by the way, you can order stuff from Paradigm, which is our phone number is 1-800-729-2603. You can order from there. And because we sell it cheaper than Peter does, see? You know, we give you a discount. Because you buy more than one thing, we get a big discount. Peter charges you the retail price plus 50%, right, Peter?
Yeah, go ahead, buy from
the Ripper, they call him.
Hey, listen, that's not true, but you buy from Fred, you know. If you have some difficulties, then call me.
Put out your phone number so people can get a hold of you and your website and everything, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's on the website, biomagscience.net, and mind you, it used to be .com, but we went to .net.
Well,
and,
because you were fishing and you wanted a net.
We renewed the site. I mean, we've upgraded it. It's prettier. I will say that, Fred. I really enjoy your site. You know, I love the coloring, and my God, I mean, there's such a tremendous amount of information on it, which is intriguing to, you know, all of us that so enjoy you, my brother. But anyway, it's biomagscience.net.
Your mother put a hit on me from the mafia. Is that true? Was that just a rumor?
I'm sorry, say that again, what?
Your mother put a hit on me, a mafia hit on me, because she didn't like the way I looked or something?
No. That's funny.
Okay. That's just a rumor that was floating around, you know.
No, you know, it's... No, but you know, my grandfather did design the Union Pacific Railway out there, you know.
Yeah, I know, you come from a wild and crazy family. You know, my dad brought the London Bridge over, and your dad made the trains happen. And then Jesse James robbed everything.
yeah, one of the long-lost cousins, huh?
That's you tell, we got about 3 minutes left. Give us some of your family history. These people won't believe some of the stuff you've told me. Now I'm going to roll my pant legs up before you start, but go ahead and tell us some of the stuff.
Well, yeah, that's a good one, man.
Yeah.
That's a good one. No, but I will say that, you know, my grandfather, he did some architecture along the way. Actually, I think in 49, he redid the White House. Of course, he was responsible. He was the architect for all federal buildings and works for a number of years there. But in any which case, well, look, look at your great uncle.
Yeah, Zion Graham Bell. Yeah, Alexander
yeah.
Graham Bell decided the two-way system, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, you've been pretty active yourself, Fred. I mean, gee whiz, I remember you telling me when you got out of school, you went and worked for the government a little bit.
Yeah, when I was 14, I got ambushed.
Right, exactly, huh?
Why, when you come out here right now, the guest house has got G-scale trains running in every room, you know?
How does it really?
Catch up on my channel. If some guest comes, I'll put it all away. But, I mean, you know, I have a really retarded childhood. You know, I'm still figuring out how a squirt gun works and a cat pistol. You know,
yeah,
I'm looking to get myself one of those little things that looks like a little horse head and a little stick, and you hold the handles and you ride it around. I'm kind of
come on, don't you've had one of those for years? I saw you on that the last time we were partying.
You did. That's funny.
Oh yeah, no, it's great.
No, I've known Peter for a long time, but we've you know, between the two of us, we've helped a lot of people get better, you know, including ourselves. But you know,
well, it's the truth,
out of
you know,
your
I mean,
sometime, you know.
Well, I mean, we're both, you know, we're in a lot of different areas of science, but there's no doubt about it. We've been trying to, you know, investigate, come up with research and products.
You run
people.
all over the Thailand and everywhere, you know, and running around in native huts making electricity. I mean, you did a lot of stuff for other governments, right?
Yeah, yeah, I've done a little work with the press. The Prime Minister of Malaysia, and I don't know the people down the islands, the president down there, one of the islands. I don't know, King of Thailand, his family. I just kind of been around the block with this stuff. You know, I tell you, I think the region, the area that we've got to go in now is we've got to start making energy.
Yeah,
we've got to start making
cheap
energy for everybody.
Oh, I'm only a couple degrees away from our new president, so maybe we'll have him on the show one day. You never know.
Well, I tell you what, I think that he seems to be very proactive in you know, let's talk about the mandated future of human society, not the you know corporate requirements. So those things are, you know, we've got to start looking toward you know a society where everybody, you know, I mean, let's put it this way: there shouldn't be a society that isn't fed and doesn't have health.
Okay, put your phone number up. We got to get out of here.
Okay, 215-862-6777.
All right, and
hey,
website?
Biomagscience.net.
All right, Peter, thanks. We'll get you on the show again. We have a big response tonight. We'll get you on again. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. As the one and only magnet man, Peter Coolidge has been on.
Thank you, Fred.
And that's a little from Andromeda with Love with Shades, one of the songs I produced.